I can understand that, said the Rat kindly. You see, Mole, it's really not a good idea to come here alone. We river bankers always come in twos or threes if we have to come. Of course, if you're Badger or Otter, then there's no problem.
Surely the brave Mr. Toad is happy to come here alone, isn't he? Asked the Mole.
Oh, Toad, said the Rat, laughing loudly. He doesn't put his nose inside the wild wood, much too frightened.
The Mole felt a little happier when he heard this, but he was still too tired to start the journey home. So he lay down to sleep under some dry leaves, while the Rat sat next to him patiently waiting. The Mole woke up feeling much better and ready to leave. The Rat put his head out of the entrance of the hole, and then the Mole heard him say,
Oh dear! Oh dear!
What's the matter, Ratty? Asked the Mole.
Snow, replied the Rat. It's snowing hard, but we can't stay here all night. It's too cold and too dangerous. We'll just have to start walking and hope. The trouble is, I don't really know where we are, and in the snow everything looks so different.
It did indeed. The white blanket of snow covered everything, hiding the path, changing the shapes of the trees and bushes. An hour later they were wet, cold, aching with tiredness, and had no idea where they were.